The Oregon Ducks closed out the regular season on Saturday with a 94-48 rout of Utah. Pac-12 conference and secured them a bye in the first round of this week's Pac-12 tournament.
Well, we really shot it well early out of the gate, and DeVoe just got us started. And, defensively, we're really active. Guys are really ready to play and just did a tremendous job.
That's Duck coach Dana Altman. He said, quote, "We only had 4 turnovers at the half. The guys were really unselfish, and they were ready to go," end quote. Now, Oregon will play the winner of a Wednesday game between Utah and Colorado. The Ducks, by the way, beat both of those teams just last week. Turning to the NBA last night, Kobe Bryant posted 33 to pace all scorers as the Lakers handled the Heat 93-83 on Sunday at the Staples Center. Bryant says playing a physical game against the Heat keyed this win.
We did extremely well. I felt like we really matched their physicality and matched their energy, which was a problem for us in Miami. I felt like our bigs were very aggressive and posting the ball and rebounding the basketball and made a big difference.
Andrew Bynum tallied 16 and 13 rebounds for L.A. They've won 3 straight and 5 of 6 overall. Other winners yesterday were Boston, Toronto, New Jersey, Chicago, the Clippers, Phoenix, and Denver. Portland is still 0-for after the All-Star break. They lost on Saturday to a vastly improved Minnesota team. Coach Nate McMillan primarily blamed the loss on poor defense. I think there's a whole lot of guys in that locker room that are just going through the motions, wanting to get through the season and get to vacation. Anyway, Portland takes on New Orleans tonight. You can hear the game right here on KBND, 7 o'clock game time and tip-off. Rory McIlroy won the Honda Classic to become the number one ranked player in the world on Sunday. After rounds of 66, 67, and 66, the former U.S. Open winner shot a 1-under par 69 on Sunday to hold off Tiger Woods by 2 strokes at 12-under. Woods, for his part, shot his lowest round in 2.5 years, an 8-under 62. I'm lucky if I do 62 on a single 9. Denny Hamlin took the checkered flag in Sunday's Subway Fresh Fit 500 at Phoenix International Raceway. Hamlin's first victory at Phoenix and the first under the new crew chief Darian Grubb there in Las Vegas next week. And with the NCAA tournament right around the corner, Selection Sunday next Sunday, a number of teams have locked up automatic bids to the big dance. Over the weekend, Belmont, Creighton, Murray State, and UNC Asheville got berths in the tournament. An additional 28 conferences will be decided this week, including the Pac-12. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.